and I was a teenager at the time, and watching them by faith step out and do what was hard. This was stretching. This wasn't the easy way of living. It had been easier for my dad to stay in the business he was in and keep doing what he was doing until he got to a place of retirement. But instead, he chose to stretch. He chose to go deeper. He chose to trust God.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. He's a counselor and coach, the founder of the Intentional Living Center, and your advocate for the family. Today is the second part of Dr. Randy's new series entitled The Freedom Process for Your Faith. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we can help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
Well, thank you, Kurt, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to continue to focus on this freedom process, as I call it, for your faith, part two today, on this three-part series. And I'll talk a little bit later about how you can receive this, because I know some of you are in and out and can't catch the whole series, but it is available on CD, and I'll talk about that a little bit. Intentional living is about the focus of our purpose, why we're here, knowing our purpose in Christ, living our purpose, and then finishing strong. And yesterday I gave you some of the foundations of this freedom process, including the fact that intention comes from the Latin meaning to stretch. And you hear me referencing to stretch. And today I'm going to talk about some people in my life who, well, I saw stretch. You heard the clip at the beginning about my mom and my dad. These were people who have faith who stretched, and others in my family and other people that I know. And when we do that, that's really growing in our faith. What kind of people around you are helping you grow? All right, let's get into the teaching, part two, on the topic of the freedom process for your faith. And one of the things I've learned in my life, there have been people in my life that I saw stretch in their faith. They were intentional in stretching their faith, and by watching them, by observing them, it helped me to grow in my faith as well. I'm thinking of my father-in-law, Warren Bolthouse, who just last year went home to be with the Lord at 88. But this was a man that I saw over the years who was willing to stretch with his faith. As a young pastor in a church in Jackson, Michigan, God laid on his heart a vision to go to the local radio station manager and ask if he could have a little bit of radio time to start to put Christian music on the air and preach the gospel and encourage young people. And he began a radio show, and that radio show became an hour long, 2 hours long, and eventually it was a whole 12 hours a day of broadcasting as he was being given time on this radio station. But he was a man that stretched, and when the radio station was off the air for nearly 6 months, and he and his family were, by faith, you know, just counting every week to see if God was going to provide even food to put on their table. But as I hear the stories of Warren Bolthouse in those early days of trusting God and by faith, really trusting God to meet their needs, and, you know, it was rewarded. God honored that faith. And then I think of my own mom and dad growing up in a home where my dad was a successful business person, but something in his life caused him to want to do more. He wanted to have a purpose. He wanted to live his purpose. And I've shared the story before that when he was in his early 50s, he and my mother sold the house that we lived in. They sold the cars and all the kind of material possessions you collect when you're in business, I suppose. And they went out into a remote area of Michigan. Our Michigan listeners know Rives Junction, know about Youth Haven. But back in that day, very few people probably ever heard of Rives Junction, Michigan. And my parents and my brother Larry and his wife Sherry, by faith, went there and began a ranch to help underprivileged children. And I was a teenager at the time, and watching them by faith step out and do what was hard. This was stretching. This wasn't the easy way of living. It would have been easier for my dad to stay in the business he was in and keep doing what he was doing until he got to a place of retirement. But instead, he chose to stretch. He chose to go deeper. He chose to trust God. And watching my parents go through that stretching faith-building time in their life was something that caused me to grow as well. And then I was thinking of another example of a friend of ours right here in Tucson where we live. Some of our Arizona listeners know Snow and Liddell Peabody. Snow is the director of the Teen Challenge. He was the national director of Teen Challenge. And this man is a man of faith. And recently his wife, Liddell, who's so gifted as a musician, and they co-partner, they work together in ministry, experienced a serious heart problem and put her in the hospital and almost took her life. And during that time, we prayed for her, and to watch her and Snow go through this process and only hear words of faith, words of trust, words of God is going to provide, that we know that Liddell's in God's hand. And to watch Snow and Liddell go through that was faith building. And those are just some examples. Who is it in your life that you look at? Someone that you know that maybe is further along spiritually than you are. Someone that sort of you emulate, you'd like to be like. Someone that you say, hey, if I could have faith like that person. And as you see them, it'll help grow your faith. Now, don't do it as a comparison to put yourself down or to try to, quote, mimic them. But to see the faith in another person's life that can draw you in and to encourage you in your journey as well. Now, this freedom process that we've talked about in work and we've talked about in marriage and parenting, I'll just go through it quickly because we've really outlined it in more detail in these other lessons. But basically, I took the word free, F-R-E-E, and used it as an acrostic to become the basic and the basis of what we teach in intentional living. And for that letter F, it really is about focus. Focus is powerful. You know, if this camera goes out of focus, everything gets blurry, you see. When you're listening to someone and it's distorted on the radio, you can't follow it. But when things are in clear focus, you can see it. And so for the letter F in free is to focus on God's intention. We started this lesson by looking at the scripture that says, if you love me, Jesus says, you will do what I say. You will do what I command. You will know what the word says and live it. Our verse here, intentional living, is from Ephesians 5:10 that says to figure out what pleases Christ and do it. And to do that, you have to focus on God's intention. So as we talk about growing your faith, I would ask the question, do you know what that entails? Well, I'm back in our studio live here today at Intentional Living. We're going to go back into that session with the staff as I'm teaching them the freedom process for your faith. We'll go back in just a moment. And also, I'll be back to tell you how you can receive this entire teaching that's available to our members. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. If you'd like to join in the discussion, if you have a comment on something you're hearing, love to hear it. Just share it at our storyline by going to 888-888-1717.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
This is Lori Allen with news that may help you find the courage to talk about Jesus. Pastor and author Ross Parsley thinks Christians have a complex about sharing their faith.
We think, and in many cases it is true, our reputation has been damaged. People see us as angry or vindictive or politically motivated. And those are very real problems in our Christian culture, but often we have a complex about those things, even more than people who don't know Christ.
For those of us who don't know how to start sharing our faith, Parsley insists it can be easy.
I think every Christian has to develop their own story. I don't think it's really that hard. In the book of Acts, there's a little verse there, and it just says, they shared what they had seen and heard. I think it's in Acts chapter 4. And it's a pretty simple idea. But if you don't have anything to share, if you've never worked on your history, your story, your testimony, if you will, I think we have to be strategic. I think we have to think about getting into another person's context and culture and then being willing to share our experience.
Parsley says evangelism is not a program or a system.
It has to be the outflow of a vibrant relationship with Christ. If he's living in you, if his power is in you, if he's working in you, if you're experiencing his grace in your life, then what should happen is it should overflow into the people around you.
Parsley says if that's not happening, ask yourself if you need a deeper, more profound relationship with Jesus Christ. For Intentional Living, I'm Lori Allen.
Indeed. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. That's a great reminder. In a moment, I'm going to go back into session with the staff, and you're going to be hearing my teaching, part two for today, on and how to become a student of Scripture. Because if you want to be intentional in growing your faith, ultimately, students have text, right? And you have to have the text, the Scripture. And that's the basis of growing our faith. We're going to get into that in just a moment. And then I'll be back a little bit later and tell you how you can receive all of this, this entire freedom process for your faith. We started this lesson by looking at the Scripture that says, if you love me, Jesus says, you will do what I say. You will do what I command. You will know what the Word says and live it. Our verse here, Intentional Living, is from Ephesians 5:10 that says to figure out what pleases Christ and do it. And to do that, you have to focus on God's intention. So as we talk about growing your faith, I would ask the question, do you know what that entails? Do you know what the Bible teaches? Are you a regular student of Scripture? Are you studying what the Bible says? And if you're not, then your focus is going to be elsewhere. If you want to be intentional in growing your faith, focus on God's intention. For the letter R is to repeat actions until they become habits in your life. You know, I've shared with you in other lessons that about 40% of what we do every day is habitual. Unfortunately, many of the habits we have are not healthy and they're not productive in our life. My wife and I were talking yesterday, and Donna was commenting about, we were talking about habits. I was talking about this lesson, and I was talking about the need to turn actions into habits, and she made the statement, boy, that's the tough part, having habits that are good for us. Because we tend to gravitate toward habits which are not good for us. We tend to gravitate into habits which are easy, not hard. And so part of growing spiritually is developing new habits. And I'm going to give you some intentionals here in just a moment, a list of 10 things. You can pick one or two of these and say, you know, for the next 30 days, I choose to be intentional in these areas. For the letter E, is to eliminate clutter. I talk about spiritual clutter. Your life may be filled with spiritual clutter. You may have been taught things in the past that are frankly wrong. They're not biblical. Maybe you've been taught legalism and you think it's by your good works and it's by what you do and it's by your own effort that God's going to love you, or that if you just do more, God's going to love you more. That's not biblical. As we get into Scripture and see that God's love for us is unintentional, when we talk about living intentional, it's not because we want God to love us more. It's because when we live intentional, we have a better life. We're going to be happier. We're going to be more satisfied. We're going to be more successful. That's just the way God made the world. It's one of the laws of life. When you live intentionally, you're going to have a better life. And so to eliminate clutter from your life, it could be spiritual clutter. It could be, you know, friends that need to be eliminated from your life, and maybe activities that need to be eliminated from your life. And you can probably think of some things right now that if you were to eliminate as clutter from your life, you could be more focused on God's intention and work on those actions which would become habits in your life. And then for the last letter, E in free, is to enjoy and celebrate. To enjoy and celebrate all the goodness of God and all He has for you. What I'd like to do now is give you a list of 10 things. I call them intentionals. And this list that I've made could be 20 long. It could be 50 items. But I thought of 10 things that if you haven't thought about them or put them into your life as some of the actions or habits of your life, I'd encourage you to take one or two of these over the next 30 days and just begin to make it a part of your routine, a part of your life. Why? Because you want to grow spiritually. If you want to grow spiritually, you have to do those things which will help grow you spiritually. And then I'm going to close with the single most one thing, the most important one thing about experiencing spiritual freedom. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. So let me go through this list. First of all is prayer. Prayer is a powerful opportunity to commune with the living God. And I don't mean just over dinner, praying about your food and, you know, some of the ritual things that we can do that really, you know, don't get us into that deepness of conversation with God. But times alone with Him where you're really on your face before Him and bringing to Him those things in your life that you're wrestling with, those things that you're struggling with, those things that you're joyful for, those things that you're excited about. Prayer is a beautiful opportunity to grow close in your relationship with Christ. Here's another thing over the next 30 days you might want to consider is meditation. Maybe you've never meditated.
And I go on to talk about what does that mean as a Christian. And completes part two. We have a three-day series on the freedom process for your faith. And I want to remind you that that entire CD teaching is available to all of our members. And members, you'll be receiving it automatically. Members are those who support the ministry every month. And as a member of that kind of automatic giving process, every month we just send you the teaching to say thank you for your support. It's an extension of why we do what we do and who we are. But if you're not a member, I'd invite you to come on in today and join us. You know, your monthly support, whatever amount that is that God lays on your heart, would be a huge help to the ministry. It really would. We've got an overhead to do what we do, satellite, staff, research, creating content, all the things that we do, and you make it possible. And so as you become a member today, we'll make sure that you get on the list. We'll send you this entire CD, The Freedom Process for Your Faith, and then every month, a brand new CD, or starting in June, two CDs coming from me to you as I share all of my ongoing teaching with our members. So come and join us today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or during West Coast business hours, you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2, okay? I'll be back in a couple of minutes. We have some questions that folks have asked, and I'm going to have a time of question and answers here at Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Do you ever feel guilty, even when you didn't do anything? Do you say sorry when it wasn't your fault? What does that mean?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If you struggle with feelings of shame and unworthiness, I've got some good news for you. We're all unworthy. God is the only perfect one. It's time to let the heavy expectations go. That means spending more time encouraging people and reading God's Word. The Bible says, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." That might be a scripture you write out and keep it with you to read when you feel those insecure feelings coming on. God's Word is powerful. Let it define you instead of your insecurities. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Maggie, and my intentional living is many things, but one of the things that I feel I'm called to do is to go out on Facebook and Twitter and social media and remind my Facebook friends that we are children of God, that even through trials and our country's in an upheaval right now and in a lot of areas, that God is in control. And God tells us that if His people will pray, He'll heal our land. So I'm an encourager. I'm an encourager to my people on my Facebook page. And God is in control. And prayer changes things. Amen. And thank you for being there on the radio for us. We appreciate every minute of it.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you for telling us your story, because it's a reminder on a day like today, as we're going through this 3 days of teaching on the freedom process for faith, that faith is a matter of the little things that we do. I mean, where are you today? In the workplace? In the community? or in the community on Facebook and social networking, that you live out your faith wherever you are. Here's one thing I know. As you live out your faith, as you're intentional in doing that, that act in itself strengthens your faith. And so while it's benefiting others, it's certainly benefiting you as well. So I encourage you to do it. All right, you send questions along. We'd love to hear yours, 888-888-1717. Got a few for you right now. Let's start with the first one.
Randy, my name is Curtis, and I'm a 16-year-old kid, and I was a really hardcore Christian, and a whole lot of bad stuff happened, and I guess I couldn't take it, so I just kind of stopped going to church, and I stopped doing everything Christian. I didn't completely turn my back on God. It's just when I left the churches that I went to, everybody just started criticizing me and saying that I was a non-believer, and now I'm afraid to start going back to that church, and I always want to know if you could give me any type of insight. Just tell me something what to do, because I'm really, really stumped here. I've done everything I can.
Hey, listen, Curtis, you're a young man, and God bless you. You're 16, and the fact that you're reaching out to me and to our team here and saying, what do I do, what do I do, says a lot about your true desire to be a follower of Christ. And there's lots of pressure in the world today that causes us to slip away, that can drag us away. And the fact that you acknowledged it and you want to, what the Bible term is, repent, meaning to turn around and go in another direction. Let me tell you, as a young man, if you were my son, here's what I tell you. Just repent. Say, Lord, I blew it. I'm sorry. I know you love me. I know I'm your child. And I choose today. And here it is. This is the intentional choice. I choose today to go into a new direction. And if the church that you're fearful won't accept you, then go to another one. You find the church where you're going to be embraced and loved and cared for as you choose to grow in your faith. Just make sure it's a place where the Bible's being taught. You can do it, young man, because God has first done it for you, and I encourage you to be intentional. Thank you for your call. Another question, Steve. What do we got?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I listen to you every day, and thank you so much for the work that you do. It's very inspirational, and sometimes at a really low point in our lives, we need encouragement from an outside source that is unbiased. One thing I would really like is if you could speak in reference to people that claim to be Christians and can even quote from the Bible. However, the way that they conduct themselves in their daily life is contradictory to that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure what you want to hear, but I could tell you that's not uncommon in the culture in which we live. There's many, many, many people who have grown up in a cultural Christianity, going to church, thinking they're saved, thinking they know Christ, and yet their lives are no different. And the scripture is very clear. I mean, if you love me, you'll do what I say. You'll be known by your fruit, it says in scripture. You'll be known by the love you have one for another. But I would say to you, your job isn't to be the Holy Spirit. Your job isn't to criticize or correct. Just pray for them. Love them. And if you have a strong enough friendship, maybe ask them a little bit about how their faith is making a difference in their life. Sounds like somebody close to you. You can't be the Holy Spirit for another person, but what you can be is an encourager and a prayer warrior for them. I encourage you to do that. Steve, I think we've got time for one more question. What is it? Let's hear it.
Hi, doctor. My name is Anthony. I moved from Tucson to Phoenix. I wanted to become a chef, so I tried to enroll in a chef school. Was unable to pay for my tuition. I started attending a church, gave my life to Christ. I'm now a disciple. God has blessed me. He's given me a job that I enjoy doing. I don't get the hours that I want. I'm thinking about getting a second job, and I'm trying to continue to attend church, be there for my pastor and do God's work. Also got two daughters, which I'm trying to be there for also. They live with their mother, and I'm trying to get the weekends with them. It's just I'm overwhelmed with so much that I have to do. I look forward to hearing from you, so thank you.
Yeah, listen, Anthony, I heard you use the phrase several times in your question. I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to... You even said, I'm trying to go to church so I can please my pastor, be there for him. You don't go to church for your pastor. You go there for your worship, to give glory to God. And so can I just encourage you that maybe you have a thread of being a pleaser running through your veins, and you're trying to measure up to everybody's expectations. And the only expectations you need to worry about are God's. And you start there, because here's what happens. As we think of what intentional living is all about, and it comes from the Bible that says to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. When you do that, then these other things sort of fit into place. So pace yourself, prioritize, and only do those things which are most important, the ones that will give the best return on your investment in for eternity and certainly for here. If you have a question, we'd love to hear it. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. In times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I'm believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
Thank you, Sonia. You've encouraged someone. There's a lady somewhere listening who needed to hear exactly what you shared, and that's why this community of intentional living exists. And I want to thank every member, monthly member of the Intentional Living Support Team for helping allow us to keep this microphone live and on the air and speaking in the lives of people around the world. Your support makes it possible. It's the monthly members who support the ministry that do that. And we say thanks. And because we have at our heart an educational, encouragement, equipping passion. And every month, a brand new teaching comes out from our center, something that I've crafted and taught from Scripture with my staff that we share with our members. And we'd love to have you be a part of the mission. In fact, you're hearing portions from the Freedom Process. We're in day number 2 of 3 days of teaching the Freedom Process for Your Faith. And this entire lesson is available to you. It's on CD, and we're sending it out to all members, monthly members. And if you're not a member, come and join us right now. I'd love to have you join us right now. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 4, or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Here's some friends who've done that recently. Selena from Tempe, Arizona, thank you for joining us in support. Charles and Christina from Horton, Michigan, for becoming monthly members. And then Carol from Albuquerque as a monthly member. God bless you. We're going to be back tomorrow and continue with part 3 as I go more deeply into the intentionals for growing your faith. See you then.